Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I want to talk about J.J. McCarthy because we were just talking about it. And the question on the table right now is, would you trade the Browns number two for J.J. McCarthy?
And it might be.
Let's start there.
It might be.
Would you?
Let me throw a however on this.
Okay.
If the Browns think that he is the – if the Titans take a quarterback, if the Browns think McCarthy is better than anybody else in the draft and think he is a good enough prospect that he could be their quarterback here for the next decade and solve that problem, I would trade the second pick in the draft for him in a heartbeat. But it will come down to the evaluation of the Browns. Do they think he is a good quarterback? Did they have a good grade on him last year? Did they like him? Did they think? And I would assume they'd have to do a little digger deeping because I would also assume they didn't really go out and evaluate quarterbacks last year. So I would think they have a lot of work to do. I would think they have to be really busy with that. But if they deem him to be better than anybody in the draft and a better solution than signing a veteran, bringing in a guy like Cousins or fill in the blank, then yeah, financially, Andy, it makes perfect sense. What's the best investment in the National Football League? A good rookie quarterback who can play under his rookie contract. So you would have him under contract for the next 4 years. That's pretty good.
Here's where I'm at on this whole thing, okay? I don't want them to pick a quarterback at number two. Whether that
why do you not?
I don't feel it. Like, I'm... You know, we've kind of looked at the field that's out there. I don't think J.J. McCarthy is going to be anything better than maybe what might be out there that you might want to pick at number two. I would rather hang on, bring in a veteran, free agent, draft a quarterback, maybe outside of the top two. I'm just not in love with any of these quarterbacks. And so, like, when you say...
If you draft one after two, you can't bank on that guy ever being your quarterback of the future.
I'm not banking on the guy they're picking at two to be my quarterback of the future.
If you do draft one at two, he's clearly your quarterback of the future. If they decide to go that way.
You're
not going to take him on a lark, right?
No, I feel like the edge rushers that are out there are better and a more quality. There's more quality at edge rusher than there is at quarterback this year.
You know why?
And I think you can probably get a player that can be here for 10 years. And if you really want to try to come back up, man, you've got five picks in the top 103. You could probably package something to get back in there. Or maybe you think you can get that edge rusher not at two, maybe a little bit later. So then maybe you drop back and pick up some more picks. I'm not feeling it on a quarterback. Go ahead.
There are more really good edge rushers in the National Football League than there are really good quarterbacks. So if they think they can get a really good quarterback at two, you have to do it. Now that's all.
So
if.
That's just said if. Everything that I needed to hear. I don't think they can get a really good quarterback at two.
Well, and that and
that's my
that's,
whole premise.
That's fair. That's real fair. They might not be able to. And again, I'm not a guy who breaks down tape. I'm not that guy. Okay. I could sit here and tell you I think this guy's really good. I did in the past with Josh Allen. Well, I was right. I thought DeShone Kizer would be really good. I was wrong. So if you think, and you're the Browns, you think somebody is worthy of the second pick in the draft, then you take him at quarterback because it solves your problems. And if you think McCarthy's better and Minnesota is interested in moving on from him, which I'd be surprised. But if they do, then it's a no-brainer. You pick up the phone, you call, you know, you call your old buddy, and you make the trade.
So but let me give
all evaluation,
you,
though.
And I'll give you CBS's, because, again, I was leaning on CBS when we go to the draft. And it's been a while since we've had to worry about that, right? Totally.
Draft.
So you got Chris Trapasso and Ryan Wilson. Both are saying Ohio State's going quarterback at 2. Both of those
Browns.
Guys are. Browns, yeah, what did I say?
Ohio State.
Oh, sorry.
Both which, by the way, you know, Ohio State might be able to pay more.
Really? To play or not to play? That is the question. They've got Shedeur Sanders and Jalen Milroe from Alabama. So those are the two. Chris has, Trapasso has Jalen, and Ryan Wilson has Shedeur. And then you go to their other guys, Mike Renner and Josh Edwards, who do, I mean, this is what they do, right? They both like Abdul Carter. I are we going to be, Dan, are you and I on the Carter train for this whole thing? I can only go back as far as I just saw him play. And when Penn State was on the field, win or lose, he is around the ball every time, whether he's made tackle or is just about to make the tackle. The kid is a star.
I mean, well, you think.
At the level that he played at, he was a star. Is that fair? Is that a better assessment for you?
Well, the level J.J. McCarthy played at, he was a star quarterback.
I mean, you know where I said I'm Mason Graham, but at 2, it's really hard to take a defensive tackle. I understand that. It's very hard to sell a defensive tackle at 2. But, yeah, Abdul Carter would probably be there too. If they took Travis Hunter, I don't think I'd be heartbroken. I think the only way I would get mad is if they went and got a quarterback. I just don't see it. I'm sorry. I know that's not what people want to hear. I just don't see it.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Would you trade the second pick for J.J. McCarthy? Heavy side,
yeah,
big
that's
pause.
That's a doozy.
It is.
That's a doozy.
And again,
how healthy is his knee?
They say,
I know you don't know. You're not a doctor.
They say he's good to go, that he'll be okay for the start of the season. You know, is he more highly thought of by NFL teams than Sanders and Milroe and Cam Ward? That's the question. And if so, and there are a bunch of ifs. If so, and if Minnesota decides to sign Sam Darnold for multi-years, then they're going to move him. You know, I read a story last night that said, hey, this could be really bad news for teams that need a quarterback, and it was in the New York Post, like the Giants and the Cleveland Browns. So the folks in New York are clamoring for J.J. McCarthy. But they don't think they're going to get him because they don't necessarily think that Sam Darnold's going to get a deal in Minnesota.
I know one of the big complaints of Abdul Carter is people think he needs to put weight on.
Yeah, he does look a little long.
But he looks a little thin. But
so
hey,
as I was watching, I thought that I'm like, he doesn't exactly look like Myles Garrett.
No.
But who does?
No, he's not. He's not the perfect sculpture of man. We'll put it that way. But like,
but then you start asking yourself, when you look at a player, and sometimes their number can be deceiving.
Are you know going what I'm saying? With this theory?
I totally believe this. If you're wearing the number 11, you don't look as big as a guy who might be wearing 88.
Oh, you're skinny. Yeah.
It's like wearing black.
I'm telling you,
or vertical
it's totally.
To
yes, it's very psychological. It is.
What number would make you look the biggest?
Oh, anything that starts with nines.
Would it be 88?
So the threes do. The threes make you look big.
Oh, like 98. 40,
would 44 make you look wide?
You got to be a double number, first of all.
98, 99 are the sevens. The sevens are up there, too. You see like 77, and you're like, oh, that's going to be a big old boy.
Yeah, that you don't want to pay for dinner.
That's going to be that's a gentleman. That's somebody that you refer to as sir.
Can you buy into that a little bit?
The number theory?
Yeah, a little
bit. I've heard it kicked around before. I don't know. I haven't totally bought into this at any point, but I mean, I think Abdul Carter needs to put some weight on.
I don't know. Whenever
I think we can put weight. I mean, good golly, we said the same thing about Evan Mobley, and 3 years later, here we are.
Hey,
I mean,
Trey Hendrickson needs to put on weight.
They said the same thing about.
And he's one of the best pass rushers in the NFL.
Oh, goodness. Lamar. They said the same thing about Lamar Jackson. He put some weight on. Now he has more muscle to him because Father Time helps you out.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know what happens? Guys get thicker as we get older.
Right. You gain muscle when you're that age,
well,
too.
Well, if you're lucky.
Yeah, well, that age, you gain muscle. Our age, less muscle.
Thank you for including us in the same little conversation.
Is it Kington or Kingston in Cleveland Heights? How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Good. Say your first name for me.
Kingpin.
Okay.
I don't know why that's so difficult.
Because I'm looking at it. It either looks like Kington or Kington. Anyway, what
Move
do you
on.
Have for us?
You yes. got it.
Yeah.
You know, I first of all, let me start this off with, I'm a Giants fan. And so we have a need for quarterback two. And I'm not crazy about the quarterbacks that are in this draft. But I've got to say, the Giants and the Browns are in two different stratospheres right now in terms of what they want to do. The Giants aren't prepared to compete at a very high level next year. The Browns roster is. But when you take a look at the quarterback room, there's nobody in it. I don't understand the belly aching about whether or not to get a quarterback. I mean, I hear you
it's
guys.
It's where you get the quarterback. It's not. It's where are you getting a quarterback, and what kind of a quarterback are you going to get? That's
okay. Let me. Ask
it's what
you
we
question,
do in right? Cleveland. I don't know.
Let me ask sure. you this question.
Sure.
Who are you going to get?
Well, it depends on what they want. I mean, like, you want to bring in a free agent,
they
or
have
do you
plenty
want
of options?
Do you want a college quarterback? That's where you're going.
Let's say. Well, it sounds like you want a veteran quarterback, right?
No. Well, here's what I really. Truthfully, you want to ask me? I want them to bring in a veteran quarterback for a year. And then I want them to draft a guy, and I don't know if they have to do that with the number two pick. Appreciate the phone call. We're up against it. 216-474-0092. Daryl Ryder joins us next. Baskin and Phelps.